الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي الهاشمي العربي الذي أدى الأمانة الذي هو نور ورحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant, messenger, and mercy to the whole world. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are approaching the month of Maghfirah, forgiveness, the greatest time of our life in a year, it is fitting that I would remind myself first and remind my brothers and sisters with an aspect of our deen or our faith, which is very, very important to us personally and to our community, is asking for forgiveness. We ask forgiveness from our Creator for the mistakes and the offenses that we have accomplished or accumulated during the year from last Ramadan, and to ask forgiveness from people who we wronged inadvertently or sometimes on purpose, because life is short and nobody knows when his or her expiration date is. So we always try to be ready. So today I'm reminding first myself as a lowly servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we ask Allah for forgiveness for me, for you, for everybody else. Allah says in Surah Az-Zumar, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله العظيم. Say, thus speaks God, O my servants, who you transgressed against yourselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the oft forgiving, forgives all mistakes, all sins, because He is the forgiver. And go back to Allah, return to Allah, to your Lord, and submit to His will, Almighty, before that day where you will be in bad shape. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Now the second step, except however those who repent and attain faith and do righteous deeds, for it is God will transfer their bad deeds into good ones. God is much forgiving and more merciful. So when we ask for forgiveness, Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Allah will turn the bad deeds into good ones if the servant is sincere with his repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word tab means came back. or repented, returned from doing the wrong, whether persistently or inadvertently. That's why we say, O Allah, forgive my sins, those who I am of knowledge of them, aware of, and those mistakes that I am not aware, but you are aware of them. And I ask Allah to forgive us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Repentance, tawbah, to work righteousness and to do good deeds after that. Allah says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. That Allah accepts the repentance of those who do wrong in ignorance, without knowing. And then they will repent as soon as they did the mistake and the sins. Those people or those group, Allah will grant them forgiveness. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Some people do sin or mistakes because it's the in thing, because everybody is doing it. And there is no harm, because if the group is doing, might as well, I will go with it. That's not the case. We have to distinguish ourselves as loyal servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when we make mistakes, that to repent and ask forgiveness from the Lord of Lords, because He is most merciful. We all know that. Everybody makes mistakes, dear brothers and sisters. Otherwise, we'll be like the angels. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. We all make sins. We all make mistakes. But the problem is that when we postpone or we insist of doing the wrong and try to justify what we did, that is right. Or we seek fatwa, so to speak, from someone that to satisfy our inner conscience that it is okay to do what I'm doing. For example, I was talking to a person that has a computer company. He owns a computer company. So he wanted investors. To make a long story short, he got contributors to pay. And he paid himself as a CEO a hefty check, so to speak, every year. At the end, mismanagement, he lost the company. Without telling the people, he just said, we lost, without paying back his money. When I asked him for, because you already promised a profit for those who contributed, he said, well, you know, sometimes I discuss with them that it might be a profitable, might be loss, and I don't think I am capable of returning the money, or it is what it is. So I said, okay, how about now you are arguing with me, arguing with those debtors that they want their money back, but who is going to argue on your behalf when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you in the day of judgment? That question. And the guy is like, he has a beard and he prays, mashallah, he's in a masjid. But I say, okay, when it comes to dealing with money and dealing with people, it is totally different ball game. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you on how you behave towards people, not how you make your prayer. If you put your hands up there or down here, or you make your salam on the left, or this is not the way Islam works. To make a tawbah is very hard, dear brothers and sisters, when it deals with people. And it is hard to admit that someone made a mistake to another human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say He's Ghafoor al-Rahim. And He's more merciful than anything and any creator, any creation. Because between Allah and the servant is a special relationship. The relationship of servitude from us, the servants, Abidullah, towards the character of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the attribute of the divine power. The more we act as servants, as we are, the more we admit the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek His forgiveness. The more we are small in our attitude, no arrogance, we're more humble, even with dealing with our family members, with our co-workers, with those people who are less fortunate than us, remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power. So this relationship is very important. And when one of us makes a mistake, commit a sin, without knowing the magnitude of the mistake, it is so important that we say, who did we commit that mistake against? We commit the mistake against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ, that these servants, they did not really attain or understood the real power of Allah because they made the mistake and they insisted on doing it. And Allah will say, I created this servant and I am the one who will forgive him or her when they come to me. In the Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, the Prophet tells us that Allah would say, O son of Adam, no matter how your mistakes are compiled, even if it was higher than the mountains, and when you come to me, ascribe none besides me, sincere in your repentance, I will forgive you. Not only that, I will turn these sins into hasanat, into good deeds, so you will be forgiven. And the examples are too many examples. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, meaning the people of Mecca or the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never afflict any punishment on them as long as you are between them. You are among them. The next ayah, Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So we have two conditions, that the punishment is not going to come to us as a group, is that when we are among the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not, we are not. The second one, the condition is, as long as they ask forgiveness in time. I used to listen to my father at early age, and he would recite Surah Al-Isra. And there is an ayah that I would like to share with you. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ayah number 84. Allah says, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. Say, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each one acts according to his or her own manners. Your Lord is well aware and knows very well who is the best guided to the right path. And he used to say, O Allah, I work and I do things according to my character. I am the servant. I am created and I make mistakes. O Allah, you are the creator, you are the Lord, you are the most forgiving. I work and I do deeds according to my status as a servant. You respond to my dua as the Lord of the Lords, the most merciful. O Allah, I ask you forgiveness. When we have this attitude in our hearts, believing deep inside that we are nothing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, no matter what or how rich, powerful we are, we are still servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We came to this life with nothing. We will leave with nothing. During that time, things that we did in our lifetime that affected people around us negatively will be counted on us. Positively will be counted for us. We choose. And now it's still time for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana. Allahumma aafina wa'afu anna wa tub alayna. Innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Ask Allah for forgiveness. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونسأله تعالى أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that every human being is prone to make mistakes, no exception. The best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. To purify ourselves, especially now we're coming into the mode of being in Ramadan, fasting. To purify ourselves, to start with us. When I look in the mirror, I see myself. I ask myself, am I a righteous person? The answer depends on how we know, because every person knows his or her own heart. People might praise you, but they don't know things about you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed. That's why we ask Allah, Allahumma isturna, right? Oh Allah, conceal our mistakes. Do not make it public. Because in the day of judgment, when we come, we are being asked individually. Each one of us. There is no lawyer. There is nobody with you to defend. And that time, everybody is looking. Everybody is watching. Are we ready for that moment? That's the answer. The answer for this. Then if we are not ready, then it is the time to repent. To return what we have taken unjustly to people. This is very, very important, dear brothers and sisters. It's not easy to go to someone and say, you know what, please forgive me because I spoke bad of you. It's not easy to admit the mistakes. We might read it and say, oh yeah, it's easy. But no, it's not. To admit that we made a mistake, we sinned, between myself and Allah, or yourself and Allah, it's so easy because He knows your heart. But people, it's very important to ask forgiveness from them. This is how Tawbah Nasuha is. Tawbah Nasuha is the real Tawbah, the truthful Tawbah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Oh, who you believe, repent to Allah a truthful repentance. May Allah forgive your sins and to relieve you from your sayyat, your sins, your mistakes, and to bring you to Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us all to Jannah, inshaAllah, under the banner of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ كَمَا يَفْرَحُ أَحَدُكُمْ بِضَالَّتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah will be joyful, full of joy and happiness by the repentance of his servant. Imagine, your brothers and sisters, how many times you lost something valuable and you forgot where you hid it. And then all of a sudden you found it. It's something that is very valuable to you. How would you feel? This is the status where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels so happy with his servant coming back to him. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. It is he who accepts repentance from his servants and forgives all their sins. Another thing I would like to remind myself and you is, do not leave your heart full of hatred to someone, regardless of how they dealt with us. I know for sure that a lot of people hate other peoples, whether it is a family member or a friend or a neighbor. Try to eliminate that hatred from the heart. It is very important. The burden of hate is heavier than anything else on person. When we try to purify ourselves, to start from that degree, call someone and say, I'm sorry. You don't have to tell him why. Just say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. There is a funny story about one of the sheikhs from Damascus in Syria. He used to be a bad person, a gang member. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his heart and he became a sheikh. He became a alim. So he wanted to amend relations with others who he wronged. So he came to his barber, where he probably did something wrong to him. He said, I want you to forgive me. He said, I'm not going to forgive you. He said, please, I want you to forgive me. He said, I'm not going to forgive you. He said, if you don't forgive me, I'm going to kill you. And he said, well, I forgive you. He said, well, for one second, I revert to my jahiliyyah or ignorance. But then he said, I am so sorry. This is a kind of how human beings are. So we try to always be perfect in our endeavors, our performances. It's so hard to be perfect. We are human beings. We're prone to make mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our heart. He knows our heart. So in our sincere time now and today, in this moment, Allah, we ask you to forgive our sins. Amen. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive our parents. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive our children, our offsprings, our friends, our neighbors. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive us from our sins. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم استرنا تحت عرشك اللهم لا ستر الا سترك يا رب العالمين اللهم استرنا ولا تفضحنا والله we ask you to conceal our mistakes and our sins امين يا رب العالمين واقم الصلاه